From the TSO's most recent recording, released last February, that was from the complete ballet Pulcinella by Igor Stravinsky. We heard the Gavotta con due variazione, led by Gustavo Gimeno. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, music director Gustavo Gimeno is about to lead the orchestra in their third album for the prestigious label Harmonia Mundi. The featured work? Well, it's his own suite from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Also included on that recording will be a TSO commission by Canadian composer Matthew John Knights. They were, once upon a time, one of the TSO's next-gen composers. Known for their sonically impactful and enticing writing, Matthew John has studied with Kelly Marie Murphy and Dorothy Chang, and was the 2024 recipient of the Maria Anna Mozart Award from Symphony Nova Scotia. And they join me now. Matthew John Knights, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you for having me, Kathleen.
We have a few get-to-know-you questions. Are you ready?
Great. Yeah.
What is your favorite instrument or group of instruments to write for?
These days it's the clarinet, I think. It's such a versatile, flexible instrument with a great expansive range, great tonal colors. So I really like writing for it.
This is a question that always gets me in trouble. Favorite composer or top three or favorite of the moment, however you like to answer that.
That's tricky, but I would say Rachmaninoff. Claude Vivier and Anna Thorvaldsdottir rank among my favorites.
Wow. Okay. So why Rachmaninoff?
Rachmaninoff has been an old love since my days as a pianist. I loved playing his music. I loved listening to it. It's so emotive that it really jives for me.
Yeah. And then you jump to Claude Vivier, the Quebecois composer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about him that you like?
He has such great spectral colors in his music that feel so personal. I really feel like I'm hearing his voice so clearly through his music.
Right. And then the living composer on this list, Anna Thorvaldsdottir.
Yes, she is a color queen. I just so admire what she can do with an orchestra. And she's a constant inspiration for my own work, trying to think of new ways to combine instruments and get color out of them.
Wow. And what's your favorite area in Toronto?
I'd have to say Rosedale.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And why is that?
It has Paul Hahn pianos, which I loved visiting as a teenager.
Right. Of course. Right. So, Matthew John, tell us a little bit about yourself and your history with the TSO. How did you... First of all, let's talk about your entree into composing. How did that begin for you?
So I started off my education as a piano performance major, but was very injured by the end of my degree. So I thought, well, I've always been composing on the side. Maybe there's something there that I can turn that into, because I still wanted more education. So I got connected with Kelly Marie Murphy, who was teaching at the University of Ottawa, where I was a student at the time. She took me on as a student, and I did my master's with her. And then I went out to BC to study with Dorothy Chang for my doctorate. And it was during that time that I made the connection with the TSO. So I had sent in a score for the Explore the Score program, which is a reading session that they do each year for young and emerging composers. But I didn't get accepted to it. And I thought, okay, well, I'll try again another year then, no big deal. And then a few weeks later, I got an email saying we'd like to commission you as part of this TSO Next Gen program. And I was thrilled with that.
Wow. So it was not like you didn't get the job. You got the better job. That's amazing. And what was your experience like?
So most of the process was very open to what you needed as a composer. So if you wanted help, it was there. But for the most part, it was very hands-off from my experience until I got to work with the TSO music librarian, which I'm always thrilled to meet the music librarian because that's where I can really geek out about score notation and really get into how the music looks on the page, making it as friendly as possible to those musicians. And that's like a second passion of mine in music. So I love getting to pick their brain and get their advice on my scores.
That's a really interesting insight. And I have no doubt that the players are grateful that you are so passionate about that side of things. Tell us about the work Lines, Layers, Ligaments, which is going to be not only performed, but recorded with the TSO as part of their Prokofiev album.
So Lines, Layers, Ligaments is kind of inspired by Lamont Young, an experimental composer from the minimalist movement, actually, he wrote a piece where the entirety of the score simply reads, "Draw a straight line and follow it." And I thought, well, that's good advice because I like lines in my music. I am very linear in my composition in the sense that I think a lot about melody. And then I thought, well, it's an orchestra, so we're going to be layering these lines together, and then we need something to connect them. And that's kind of like the connective tissue in the human body. So there's the ligaments.
I see. I read a description of your music as being Varese on cocaine. How would you describe it? Do you agree with that? And how would you describe it?
Oh, I think I agree. There's a sort of manic, frenetic energy to my music that I think really echoes Varese, but somehow amped up even.
And so when you're working with orchestra in general, I'm wondering, you know, we were speaking earlier about the clarinet and what you love about that color, but, you know, the orchestra is such a palette. So how do you view the orchestra as an instrument?
It's endless possibilities. I think a lot about color. And in fact, I gave myself a rule when composing lines, layers, ligaments that I could repeat myself, but I couldn't orchestrate in exactly the same way twice. So I forced myself to explore those color choices.
Right. So it's almost like a study in different hues.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool. When it comes to composing in general, do you have a particular governing ethos?
You know, I'm really about hard work, and I like to set aside my time and I go into the zone for composing, and I, you know, work the ideas that I have. I try and spark new ideas during that time. But it's really just about sitting and making the time to do the thing I love.
Mm-hmm. Is that challenging sometimes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I know for myself, sometimes I'd way rather, I don't know, clean that corner than do the thing that I'm supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Any particular projects coming up after this that you're excited about?
Yeah, I'm actually working towards getting an album produced of clarinet music. We'll see where that goes. It's in the early stages still.
Fantastic. Well, we eagerly anticipate Lines, Layers, Ligaments, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That was composer Matthew John Knights, whose work Lines, Layers, Ligaments, a TSO commission, will be recorded by the orchestra as part of their upcoming album for Harmonia Mundi. And you can be part of the action. This is going to be a live recording drawing from their performances of the program Romeo and Juliet at Roy Thompson Hall, November 20th, 21st, and 22nd. For tickets, go to tso.ca. Now here's an excerpt from the headline work. This is from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet.